Finishing up Siman Shinyan Chesef Dalad, the Ma adds on to the Mechaber. The Mechaber, he told us that Maliach HaYoshan, Kulis HaSpon, and things that get cooked very easily. There's Isser Bishul Deraisa on Shabbos, even Klisheni, even Irim Klisheni, pouring from a Klisheni on them with Bishul Deraisa. And the Ma continues that the same thing would be anything that's hard, that's too hard to eat, and it's not soft enough to be edible, and by soaking in that water, you make it something that now is edible, could be eaten. It's also soak it in that water on Shabbos, because that's a Gemara Melacha. And Mr. Burke explains, even the Klisheni, it'll be also, because it means Mikali HaBishol, and be Isser Bishol Derais, even Klisheni. Mr. Burke also wonders why the Ramos has Lashon have the Gemara Melacha. What's the point that it's a Gemara Melacha? And he says that maybe that's just explaining why there's Isser Derais over here in the Klisheni, why it's considered Kali HaBishol, as opposed to something which is edible before, so then could be, or just have Issa Deraisa by Klirishon, and Klisheni will only be Issa Drabon of Mechzi Kamavashal. Now the Mishnah Berurah comes to teach us the rules of how to make tea and coffee on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah writes, B'shem Nachrenim, that's Pasha, it's somebody who makes tea on Shabbos the first time he's cooking the tea leaves. There's Bishol Deraisa, Meze Yishchayv Skila, B'shem Yishchayv Chatos. Must be very careful, and unfortunately many people are Nichshol on this, that they make coolers which don't have any good source, any good explanation. We have Mishnah Berurah explain to us the proper way how to do it. The Chavetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah starts off that the pour from a Klirishon hot water on the tea leaves is definitely Chashash Av Malacha Deraisa of Bishol, because you pass that Iri pouring from a Klirishon is Mevashel Kliklipa. It's Mevashel, the surface, the top surface, the top layer of what it's poured on. And definitely if one's going to take these tea leaves and put it now afterwards on top of the oven or by the radiator or any heat source to the point that he gets a lettuce boy, then definitely he's going to have Issa Deraisa, Skila, Chatos from cooking Mamish directly then in Klirishon. And even if he's going to take the tea leaves and he's going to pour them into a different kli, and he's going to pour the water into that kli first, and after that put the tea leaves in, so now he's cooking a kli sheni, that's also going to be aser. Because we said it's also cooking kli sheni as well, definitely at least with Rabbanon, and the way we explained in the Sif, it's Sifdal, there's a concept of Kali HaBishol, things that cook more easily, so it's very likely that tea leaves are Kali HaBishol, and they have Issa D'Raisa of cooking them, even a kli sheni. Important to know that the Mishnah Berurah does not discuss why there's no solution just to put them in a kli shlishi. It's unclear if Kali HaBishol, if there's an Issa D'Raisa of cooking them in a kli shlishi as well, or if kli sheni and Irmi kli sheni is the max. The Aruch HaShulchan says that things are clearly Kali HaBishol, like tea leaves, be also even the kli shlishi, and the Chazon Ish writes that as well. Ramosha writes Igros Moshe that there's no Issa B'chlal in the kli shlishi. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah does not discuss it, does not say it for a solution, nor does he tell us directly that will be a problem. So Mishnah Berurah brings to Nachrenim that they say that the Eitz is to Irim Klirishon on the tea leaves before Shabbos, already the klipa, the top layer, will be cooked. He says when you do the Iri, mix around the tea leaves, so everything should at some point be on the surface, be on the top, and get the Irim Klirishon. Best is really if you could cook it entirely before Shabbos, but you can't do a full bishul before Shabbos, at least do an Irim Klirishon before Shabbos. Then pour over the tea leaves in a different kli that will dry up, and they'll be dry when Shabbos starts. If they're wet when Shabbos starts, if there's liquid there, if there's liquid of tea, so then you have a problem, bishlach habishol, but davalach, went to stand the guy when it cooled off. But if it's dry, so now there's no problem, bishlach habishol, even if it cooled off, dav yavish. So now, on Shabbos, you could do ira on it again, because you already did ira on it before Shabbos, so now it's bishlach habishol, but dav yavish, that's not a problem. And the Mishmur says, same as for coffee, that if you did ira klirishon before Shabbos, then you can do another ira again on Shabbos, as long as it's dry now, dav yavish, there's no problem, bishlach habishol. Still, Mishnah Berurah says to be careful on Shabbos not to put the tea or the coffee in the oven or by the fireplace, by the radiator, place where the whole thing will get cooked now because Iri is only vash with the klikhlipo, and now you can have a full bishul on it. You might end up doing bishul deraisa on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, even though this way is okay, it's not the worst, the system, but Achraim say a better way how to prepare your tea for Shabbos, that you should cook it properly before Shabbos and make it as such, they should not have to Iri onto it at all on Shabbos. And then when it comes, Shabbos comes time to drink it, you put the tea essence that's cold into the cup that you can be drinking from after you pour that water in, so you're putting it into a kli sheni. And since it's already cooked once before Shabbos, no problem, mechzik mevashel, when second time around, it's a dav yavish of the tea leaves that you're putting into the hot water that's in a kli sheni on Shabbos, and then it'll be fine. At this point, you can already pour milk into the kli sheni as well. You just don't do irim kli rishon, and that's definitely going to be a problem with irim kli rishon on Shabbos. But if you put in the kli sheni and it's already cooked from before Shabbos, then it's going to be okay. Mishnah Berurah says, the best eitzah is if your tea essence isn't cold when you prepare it on Shabbos, it's still warm from before Shabbos, without the style of Gamri, then one of the problems, Bishlach HaBishlach B'chlal, even if it's still lach.